Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So you can send me questions about medicine. You can send me questions about supplements, nutrition, diseases. If you want my opinion, if you want me to confirm something, if something you read on Google, a Google search confused you, send me your question. Ask Dr. Mike Smith at radiomd.com. All right, my first question comes from Bart. He says, hi, Dr. Smith. How can we keep the microbes in our body healthy? I saw this recent TED Talk and was blown away at what has been revealed. In fact, I think it may have a lot to do with our health than we realize. I think it may also determine if one is obese or not. So, Bart, yeah, great question, because you're saying a lot just in that, in those couple sentences. So, what we're talking about here when Bart writes the word microbes, we're talking about the healthy, what is referred to as flora. That's bacteria and yeast species, and we're covered in them. We really are. I mean, there's more bacteria and healthy yeast species than our own cells. I mean, you know, so that's from your mouth to your anus, skin, I mean, everywhere. We're covered in microbes, and they do play an extremely important role in our overall health. What a great opportunity, Bart, for me to remind people, I consider a probiotic, which is a product that replenishes healthy gut bacteria, a foundational supplement for people, right? In my book, Supplement Pyramid, I'm so glad. Let's review it. Multivitamin, omega-3 oils, CoQ10, probiotics. Four foundational supplements. So, Bart, I think you're right on to this. I think you're right. You know, healthy gut bacteria, healthy yeast species play a much bigger role than we even realize today. So, and by the way, I did go to the TED Talk. Bart provided the link. The gentleman who presented this, his name was Rob Knight. He's published some papers on probiotics and stuff. And it was watching that TED Talk that I learned. The different types of healthy bacteria on our skin that determine whether mosquitoes like to bite us or not. It may not be related to CO2. I mean, that is what they're attracted to, but what actually causes them to bite or not bite might be these compounds that the bacteria on my skin or your skin produce. So I might repel them, you might attract them, or you know what have you. So that's just one example. Rob Knight in this TED Talk went into how, you know, there may be even a link to our personalities. He was taking it beyond just the physical health, but into the consciousness, personalities, what we call the personhood of people. He did present some interesting research and data. I don't know if I'm going to go that far with it yet, but maybe in the future we'll know more. But to Bart's question, how do we keep, you know, the flora, the healthy flora, how do we keep it healthy? And I think, you know, and most of this is going to be, you know, referencing the gut flora, because that's where we have the most, I think, control over these healthy bacteria and yeast species. So first of all, you're going to, Bart, number one, you got to replenish them. That's number one. That's the first way you keep your flora healthy is you replenish them. That's number one. You know, it's pretty well known that now by the time you're at age two, through breastfeeding and your environment, you have established your gut flora. And it doesn't, I mean, and so once you establish it, you know, what you have is what you have. So from age two to, you know, whatever your age is, 50, 60, 70, you're losing it. You're not really gaining flora anymore unless you are specifically, you know, replacing it with a probiotic product. So that, I think that's the first thing to understand, is you have to replenish these healthy gut bacteria, which is why I put a probiotic as the fourth foundational product in my book, The Supplement Pyramid. Now, so, okay, so that's the first step. But if you're doing other things, though, that could harm the gut flora, like smoking, drinking too much alcohol, maybe eating, there's some evidence, some of the pro-inflammatory foods, foods that are higher in omega-6s, foods that are processed, right, with the salts and the sulfites and the nitrites and the nitrates and all that kind of, the eights and the ites, could actually diminish your efforts to replenish them. So the first step in keeping them healthy is to replenish them. The second step is to eat fresh food. We need to eat more fruits and vegetables, fresh food. We need to shop on the outside aisles of the grocery store. I've said that several times on my show. If you're shopping in the middle aisles, you know, and buying things in boxes, you're probably not helping out your gut flora too much. The other thing is, too, you know, they are living organisms. So you probably want to make sure you do a probiotic product when you are replenishing them, which is step number one, is maybe, you know, make sure you're also getting some of their food, and they feed off of sugars, basically. And so you want to make sure that you are providing those types of sugar sources too, so that they can, you know, divide and stay healthy as well. So, you know, I think this is an interesting topic. It's making me think I might want to do a whole segment on probiotics in general, maybe kind of a nice probiotic review, Bart, and we can talk about all the benefits that we're finding in research that these healthy gut bacteria are establishing in us in terms of longevity, in terms of heart health, brain health, immune health, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I think number one, you got to replenish it. Number two, fresh food. Number three, provide those types of sugars that they use to grow, and that's how you can keep your limit antibiotics as much as possible, and make sure if you do a round of antibiotics that you up your probiotic intake at least when you're finished with that antibiotic regimen. So just some ideas there, Bart. But I think, you know, what you're bringing to my mind is an idea of maybe a whole segment on probiotics. Okay, let's go on to the next question. This is from Julio Nasta in Mexico City. Awesome. So people all over are listening to Radio MD. Good day. I enjoy your daily show and newsletter very much. This person was actually responding to the Radio MD newsletter. I'm a 55-year-old male, healthy, exercise 3 to 4 times a week, walk every day, and have a problem focusing and concentrating. Are there any vitamins or nutrients that I could suggest? So this is a question about trying to improve cognition and focusing and memory. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot here. I mean, if I were just to make a list, I would start with the omega-3 fatty acids, 2 to 4 grams a day. From there, I would move to something called phosphatidylserine. In the industry, Julio, it's known as PS caps, about 100 milligrams a day. I would also do choline-based fat products. Phosphorylcholine, for instance, is a great product for the brain. I might also talk about vinpocetine, periwinkle, which is good for increasing blood flow to the brain. Obviously, blueberry antioxidants have been shown to be important. The adaptogenic herbs like rhodiola, American ginseng, those can play a role in helping to decrease cortisol effect in the brain, which definitely affects memory and concentration. You know, don't forget the B vitamins. Make sure you're doing a good B complex. And if you really want to up one of those, you might want to do a B12 under the tongue. About 5 to 10 milligrams of that every day would really help. So that's just a nice, simple list of things to help with cognition and memory. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.